Good morning from an exceedingly scorching hot day in Tallahassee. We drove probably about 250-300 miles yesterday from Tampa, and we're staying at the same hotel we stayed at in March when we drove up to South By, and this is where we first stopped, I think. Roughly is about 3-4 hours away from Tampa, so I think we've probably got another about another 350-400 miles. No, probably 350 actually. 350 to go. And we'll probably set off around lunchtime today, and it'll probably take us till early evening to get into Phil Campbell, Alabama. But we should get there today, which means we can get ourselves set up for tomorrow. I need to get a bunch of stuff like shaving foam, have a shave, get a hat, get some shorts, get some alternative footwear for working out in this stuff, because it's going to be in intervals. It's going to be like literally doing a chunk of work and then getting inside, chugging a load of water, get outside, do a chunk of work, back inside, because it is that hot. It is absolutely baking, and I know I'm going to be sweating like a god knows what, but it's got to be done. Really quite excited about the media coverage that's started to explode now. There's Al Jazeera, ABC News, a whole bunch of different news agencies that are picking up the story now. And that's great news for bringing awareness for the town. But I hope we can translate some of that to donations. So get people's, not to say that the focus should be taken off any other place in the States that's had tornado damage. You know, the one that springs to mind is obviously Joplin. But I think for me, as a social media maker on the ground, it's about highlighting, you know, these small towns that after 5 or 6 weeks the media can go away and the town is still suffering. Bear in mind that there's a lot of people who've lost their houses that are out in this heat in tents, you know, without any sort of aircon. They might be elderly, and so, you know, there's a lot of things that still need to be done, and so the focus of attention still needs to be on these what are disaster areas, really. I don't know what I'm going to see when I get there. I don't know how I'm going to react to it. But I do know is that, you know, the feedback that we've been getting from the people in the town, and, you know, the fact that we've raised some money from the fantastic organisational skills of the Phil Campbell in Brooklyn. I'm just really, really proud to be part of it, to be honest, right now. And I'm really looking forward to getting there. Tomorrow we're meeting with the ABC News guy at lunchtime tomorrow. I'm sure there's going to be a bunch of other news agencies that want to do a piece about the town and why we're here and what we're doing. And I'm really excited about building that media piece while I'm here, and then adding to it when I'm away, and, you know, start to put a blueprint together of what people can do when disasters happen. Because yes, we have emergency units like FEMA, but there's also, you know, skills that I can impart on them to help them get the message out, to get what they want, to tell people, you know, who's missing and all that stuff, and make it a bit more organized instead of being so chaotic, because timing is everything in these kind of situations. Right, I'm gonna head upstairs. I'm just gonna have a shower, and then I think we're gonna leave in about 2 hours. We're gonna do a bunch of media stuff first. I need to do a few blogs and do a bit of prep for throughout the day. We've got a whole bunch of discussion points that I'd like to talk about in the car. Really pleased with the setup in the car. We managed to get it working so that we have two cameras streaming, which the MiFi seems to be coping with. I can't say that's going to be the case today, because as we go transitioning from Florida into Alabama, the connectivity will be a lot different. So we might find that the cameras drop out. So, you know, bear with us. They do automatically reconnect when they can. But we will drop out from HSPDA to 3G because of the coverage. But we'll see what we've got, and we'll do with it the best we can. Right, I will be on the road in a few hours, and we will be streaming from the live streams tab on the website. If you go to imwithphil.com and then just click on the, or slide across to the live streams tab, and then both of the live streams will be going in the car. That's it. I'll speak to you later. And don't forget to click on the donate button as well.